This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There was fallout on Beacon Hill in Boston today, one day after Governor Charlie Baker was booed off a stage while he was addressing an LGBT business group. WBUR's Steve Brown has more from the State House.
Good morning. Who wants to go first?
Governor Baker stopped briefly to answer reporters' questions to the address and the reaction to it. That speech was cut short when those in the audience vocally shouted him down, urging him to support the bill extending protections against discrimination to transgender people in the area of public accommodation. This morning, as another group supporting a $15 an hour minimum wage loudly marched toward his office, the governor took last night's reaction to his speech in stride.
Look, I think my job is to meet with everybody and anybody, and sometimes that means I'm going to spend time in front of audiences that aren't going to agree with me on stuff.
The governor was the keynote speaker at Boston Spirit Magazine's LGBT Executive Networking Night. He spoke of adjustments made to the state's purchasing program, which has created opportunities for LGBT-owned businesses to do business with the state. He also spoke of his support for marriage equality and the fact that he was the only Republican governor in the country to sign the amicus brief to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And I spoke for about 20 minutes all in, and obviously, in the end, that wasn't quite what folks wanted to hear, and I respect that. I mean, it's an emotional issue, and people have strong feelings about it, and I respect that.
For months, the governor has carefully avoided saying whether he would sign or veto the transgender public accommodations bill. There are more than enough votes in the legislature to pass the bill, but it remains unclear if there are enough votes in the House to override a veto should Baker take that route. Supporters of the legislation, including Grace Sterling Stoll of the Boston Alliance of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Youth, and hoped the governor would use last night's speech to signal support.
It was frustrating and disappointing because this was an opportunity for him to step up in leadership in a way that the business community has, the sporting event organizations have, the larger community. It's like he's sort of, the support is there and he needs to help lead on this, and he's not doing that.
While the governor continues to say he does not believe people should be discriminated against in Massachusetts, he's holding off comment on this particular bill.
I'm interested in anything the legislature sends our way, and we'll make sure to communicate effectively with people on that if and when that were to occur. But generally speaking, we don't comment on pending legislation.
But one of the co-sponsors of the bill, Somerville Representative Denise Provo, disagrees with the governor's assertion.
There have been many pieces of legislation on which the governor has had a say early and often. The opiates bill was one, certainly the charter school legislation. They have not been shy about weighing in on legislative matters.
The legislature's Judiciary Committee has until May 2nd to report out the bill, and Senate President Stan Rosenberg has indicated his chamber expects to take the matter up in mid-May. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.